Lawmakers at the state capitol had a busy 2023. It's Tuesday, December 26th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, we're reviewing the top stories that came from the state capitol this year. WPR's capitol reporter Anya Van Wagtendonk will be joining us to unpack. Stay with us.
You keep your finger on the pulse of regional news when you tune in to Wisconsin Today. It's your support that makes these 10 minutes of headlines with context from around the state possible. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
As a purple state, Wisconsin state lawmakers oftentimes butt heads on key issues, and this year was no different. Today, we're reflecting on the top news stories that emerged in 2023. Joining us now is Anya Van Wagtendonk, a reporter here at Wisconsin Public Radio. Anya, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Alex.
Okay, let's start with elections. We've seen a lot of action from the legislature in this area in 2023, and of course, election season's coming up in 2024. We've also seen some efforts when it comes to elections to remove Megan Wolf as the state's top election administrator. Can you tell us where we stand on Megan Wolf and her job administering elections in the state?
Yeah, so Megan Wolf is the elections administrator for the state of Wisconsin. Her position in that role was contested by Republicans in the legislature. They took steps to remove her this fall, but the attorney general has called that illegitimate, and there's currently a lawsuit pending that he expects will affirm that finding. So Megan Wolf continues to go to work as that lawsuit continues. There is a movement to impeach her in the assembly, so we are all paying attention to that, although so far it doesn't seem to have a lot of momentum among lawmakers. And a bill was recently introduced that would abolish the Wisconsin Elections Commission, which is the bipartisan agency that she administers, and puts the Secretary of State in charge of elections. That is very unlikely to survive Governor Tony Evers' veto pen. And Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, a Republican, has also said that he wouldn't want one office to have all that power. But it's something to pay attention to because, you know, the nitty-gritty of election administration in this state is always shifting.
Let's talk about Robin Voss for a little bit. This year he's had a pretty big influence on policy. What are some of the laws that he's able to have been influenced with his power this year?
Nothing gets to the assembly floor without Speaker Voss's direction. But I think one thing that the average Wisconsinite might not follow too closely is the weird way that our biennial budget process works. Because we have such divided government with a Democratic governor and a very heavily Republican legislature, there's basically two cracks at writing it. So Tony Evers unveiled his proposal earlier this year, and then Republicans essentially nixed the entire thing and rewrote it from scratch. What gets developed ultimately gets handed back to the governor. He can veto any portion of it that he wants, but he can't otherwise adjust or edit that final product. And Speaker Voss just has a huge, huge influence on that final product. But I'd also certainly point to a few big bipartisan moves in the legislature that he helped guide. The first was a deal on shared revenue. That is the term that we use to describe basically how much money the state distributes to local communities. The terms of the shared revenue deal earlier this year essentially overhauls that entire process. And so it was a real victory for smaller and rural communities that will be getting a big boost in state funding. It also led to a shift in taxes in Milwaukee and Milwaukee County, and that actually was a pretty big negotiating piece, some inter-Republican fighting over essentially whether to, as those lawmakers would describe it, bail out Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. Some Republican lawmakers saying, you know, poor management of local finances being a Milwaukee problem and not a Wisconsin problem. And Milwaukee leaders and some Democrats pushed back and said basically the whole state would suffer if its largest economic engine were to go bankrupt. And so that was a real sticking point. And Speaker Voss definitely helped guide that deal across the finish line. A similar kind of Milwaukee versus the rest of the state trend. We also saw a major public investment in the Brewer Stadium, American Family Field. That is about $500 million deal between the state, the city and county of Milwaukee, and the team, the Brewers. That was also subject to major negotiation in the legislature. And it was, again, an area with a lot of disagreement among Republicans. It is rare in this state for Democrats to be pivotal on anything. But this deal would not have gotten passed without Democrats. And Speaker Voss also kind of helped promote the deal among members of his caucus, who are similarly divided on this idea of how much money to put towards Milwaukee.
when it comes to divided government. One thing that we've seen Governor Evers try and do time and time again is call a special session, but that's been resisted by Speaker Voss. That happened again this legislative session when it comes to child care. Can you tell us what happened and where we stand now on the topic?
Child care funding was a major and ongoing fight at the Capitol all year. COVID unlocked some federal funds to keep child care providers afloat. And so the big issue this year was the end of some of those federal programs and figuring out how to plug that gap. Republicans and Democrats were very much at odds about how to do that. And so Governor Evers called a special session to address child care and some other workforce challenges. A special session is when a governor orders the legislature to come back at a time that they're not scheduled to, essentially sort of forcing them to work on an issue that they might not otherwise bring forward. And he's done that in the past. And typically what happens in the Republican-controlled legislature is they just gavel in and gavel out and nothing happens. What was kind of interesting this time around is that they didn't do exactly that. They suspended the session in under a minute, but then they moved the proposals to committee. And that's a sign that this is an issue that lawmakers of all backgrounds really do need to engage with. When you ask about how where child care funding currently stands, Evers did earmark some federal emergency funds to keep the Child Care Count subsidy program afloat through 2025. So this is definitely going to be an ongoing issue, but that'll plug that one little hole for now.
You've been covering the legislature all year. Is there anything we should have, you know, our eye on?
It's been a long year. A lot has happened. We are ending this year with some huge news, which is that right before Christmas, the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled that our existing legislative maps are unconstitutional. And so that means that we're getting new maps, we're going to get redistricted. That's a really, really big deal. And then, of course, 2024 is an election year. And there was a lot of motion around changing or tweaking election laws and processes. So we'll keep seeing those play out. And I think that's really important for us to keep reporting on pretty diligently so that voters know exactly, you know, when and how to cast ballots going into these really critical races. And we had some nice end of year drama with a recent settlement in a lawsuit against the 2020 false electors. And so once again, we're kind of seeing how that election, the 2020 presidential election, continues to influence voting going into 2024. We saw some culture war issues that are much more present in other states begin to arrive in this legislature. So there were proposals around school libraries and public school curricula and gender affirming healthcare, things like that. And so I can only assume that those issues will continue to heat up again going into the election. Those are often the types of issues that really motivate voters across the board. So that's really going to be the theme of 2024, is just elections. We are in the most critical swing state in the country. And so the entire country will be watching how those play out.
Anya Van Wagtendonk, reporter here at Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.
And that'll do it for this Tuesday. Thanks for joining us for this special episode of Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. We'll keep doing these reviews all week long, so we'll talk to you again tomorrow with another year in review on education. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again soon.